Welcome, Deepsters. This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com. There is free shipping worldwide, a lifetime warranty, 33% off, and please use code IDS.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
Welcome to the IDS Show. I am your man, Big B. I don't know how many people I'm talking to right now. Because I think that the few days after February 14th are some of the most untalked about days. And I also think that there is a murder conspiracy in place. Niggas be disappearing. You be sitting around with your boy talking about, what ever happened to so-and-so? I don't even see that nigga no more. And that's because you fellas didn't take care of the ladies on Valentine's Day. So I might be listening to an all, I might be talking to an all-female listening crew right now. Either way, I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show, and I do not do this show alone. I have with me my crew, Queenie.
Hey, Valentine's candy is on a discount, y'all.
I have with me the doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it. Happy belated Valentine's Day to all you brothers out there. I hope you got it on.
Not to say anything wrong with that. And we also have, damn it, Gina.
Hello, everyone. Happy belated Valentine's Day.
How's everybody this weekend?
You know, I had a pretty good weekend, man. Kayla at their school. Kayla was in this little halftime cheerleading little thing. It was pretty cute, man. And the other good thing is, man, there's some nice young ballers out there, man. I mean, it's a couple
I was so
of-
nervous with what was about to come out your mouth, dog. Especially with everything that's going on in PG County with the school system right now.
That's your man.
I was like, please don't let this man say nothing crazy.
But man, I tell you, man, there's some little youngins out there that can, they can handle that joke. You know, a lot of gunners too. They want to be Kobe Bryant, just shooting every time they get their hands on the ball. Lord Jesus, but we had a good time, man. We had a good time. That's pretty much what I did.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Buddy get a bath?
Not this one. Nah.
You use those wipes I gave you?
Not yet.
What the hell?
Look, damn it. We've been having a lot of snow, and I ain't want to cut his head, and then he'd be out there get damn freezing.
But the purpose of the wipes is at least you can wipe his ass down. Hello.
That takes effort and certain.
Take that joint out like it's a baby wipe, mm-hmm. and you just wipe him off.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's self-cleaning.
He knows how to reach around and get his back.
He can reach around. He can reach around.
Mm-hmm. Buddy's a super dog.
Yeah, he there you go.
Get the back of his neck.
Buddy, he all right. He all
right. Clean his ears.
But I'm tighten him up, though. I'm going to send y'all some before and after pictures.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure don't.
Because I've gotten pretty smooth with the cutting of the head.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell
you. When you send those pictures, there's a couple of people that have written into the show from ASPCA. They want a couple pictures, too.
Yeah, because of you. Goddamn.
Why? Because of me.
Because of you. Because you always talk about wash the dog every time I send a picture.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Thank you. Gina, how was your weekend?
Oh, my. Me? My weekend was actually really good. I had some downtime, some drinks, dinner. Lively conversation. It was really good. I had a great weekend.
That sounds like a date.
Mm-hmm.
Great weekend.
Okay. I mean,
you know, I noticed ever since you've been on the show.
Wait, on Sunday?
Huh?
On Sunday?
I actually went bed shopping on Sunday.
Okay.
I went out on the date. I mean, I went out.
You said you went bed hopping.
You know what, Mark? I did not say that.
You said bed.
I mean, it's all the same thing.
Oh, I thought you said
it's all the same thing. Uh-huh. Some of us call it shopping. Some of us call it hopping.
Okay,
whatever.
Okay.
She's cool, just getting ready. That's
hey,
all
right. I got a new bed.
Good night's sleep on us.
Lay on it.
I knew it.
So is it safe to say that James can now go back to just being a regular listener?
He should already be a regular listener. Man. No one told James leave.
James missed out.
We don't know what's going on with James.
Is there any James updates?
No. You know, I don't really see James that much as I used to.
You see what I'm saying? It's all part of what else. What did I open the show with? Niggas that be disappearing.
Yeah. But he ain't follow up, man.
Or maybe his girl heard the show, was like, "Nigga, I will kill you.
How dare you?"
Right.
Don't say Gene. Don't.
Because that video, that little thing he sent in did cut off abruptly.
Okay.
He might have got snatched up.
It was like, "Hi, Gina. I just wanted to let you know
that the bill. I sent the bill." Right.
Just cut the fuck off on him.
James on all right, wherever he is. I wish him well.
James from State
that
Farm.
That is really nice of you.
I do.
Man. James, it was cold as shit this weekend too. You could have been.
It was really cold. My God, this was the perfect
been
weekend.
In the lap of luxury.
Right. Especially if you had a new bed.
You could have had the ultimate earmuffs on.
How about it?
But you fucked up.
New bed, new sheets, you blew all it, that. Pimpin'. Look.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. I came out the gate running.
You know what I'm saying? Usain Bolt style. I was like, oh man, he gonna win the gold. Nah. Or the yellow in this case. But I mean,
really?
What's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope everyone had a happy Valentine's Day, including James.
Oh,
that's nice of you.
Oh, well, you still got a shot.
No,
I didn't say that. I just said
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to step in. Vito, he lost his
Vito.
He lost it.
Oh, mm-hmm. You fucked up. Man.
Yeah, you don't get another chance.
I'm sure he was bunned up. It was cold this weekend, so I'm sure he found somebody and got bunned up. It's all good. Trust me.
Oh well,
baby. Baby, that video ain't mean shit. Can I go to PWM, please?
Let's go.
Quinny Queen.
Let's see.
Did you get a new thumb ring?
No. I had this forever.
It's like, awfully shiny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's catching the light. You don't say.
Seems like it got shiny ever since that Amber Rose put that info out about Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
She was using a thumb?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with this. These two.
Yeah, I don't know about the thumb.
Yeah, anyway. Friday. What did I do Friday? I feel like I didn't do anything Friday. Saturday, I had a beer and dessert pairing that went really well.
Went very well.
Thank you. I was very excited by it, but I was super, super tired. But four beers, four desserts. So,
of which I purchased one today.
Which one?
The Framboise.
Oh, yeah. I like the Framboise. Yeah. Good one. That was paired with the Dulce de Leche brownie. Yeah.
Wasn't that much of a fan of the brownie.
Okay.
I think that would have went better with that
bread
first
pudding?
One. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I... Well, we... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so it was bread pudding. It was custard, a lemon bar. What'd you think about the lemon bar?
I don't normally like lemon bars, but it was very good.
Yeah, me neither. I thought it was very,
especially
very
with the pairing.
Good. Yeah.
And I don't, not a fan of sours either.
Right.
But those two worked well together.
Surprisingly, yes. It was a Grimm Super Symmetry, a sour, and a lemon meringue, a lemon bar with meringue. And it actually worked really, really well together. I was surprised. Well,
let's totally good. Like get them out of the show right now. What,
I had a sweet potato pie and a blue bowl.
Are you a fan of the
ghost? Yeah.
Mark, that sounds really good.
It is.
Let me just turn their mics off.
I like to pair mine.
Let's do that real quick. I don't know. It depends. Because, you know, it's like a little salty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sour, so it depends. I've had a good one from Westbrook Brewing, and it was good.
I had a cranberry one from Devil's Backbone.
Not so much. Yeah. I think that's really an acquired taste.
Those farmhouse ales don't seem to do it for me, and sours don't seem to do it for me.
You know the Framboise is a farmhouse ale, right?
And that's why I was very surprised. Okay. I was like, wow, okay.
Okay.
So, two things.
Look at the little babies in the background.
Can we want to bring them back in there?
I don't really kind of feel like it because they're acting like babies.
I know.
But, you know what I'm saying?
That's what they do.
I'm like, I was talking about me, you know, and what I did this weekend.
Right.
And they get all up in their feelings about what I did,
you know what I'm saying,
this weekend, talking about my event. Did you not talk about your weekend? You absolutely, both of you talked. Yes. It normally is that long. Oh, I'm sorry. Because you didn't get to go. You wouldn't come outside anyway, Mark, if I would invite you. I'm going to invite you to one of these events.
The
I bet you're not going to come.
Word for don't everything.
Don't invite me.
Because you won't come?
Just bring some of the shit over here for
Hells
the show.
Hells no.
Bring me some
sand. That's like Gina and the... You sound like Gina and the Pie now.
Right.
Hey!
I'm not going to contribute to any portion of the finances in making this pie, but...
I was going to pay for that pie.
Feel free to drop off any finished product.
I bring a dessert and you bring the beverages. There you go. We can have our own shit.
Do you not? There's like 5 million bottles out there. You can make creme brulee? Oh, okay.
No, he said creme brulee.
How you know I can't make
it? That was a question.
I guess that answers the question.
Wait, can you make that? Is there something different than creme brulee?
I said creme brulee.
Delicious.
What I'm saying, there's like 5 million bottles out there.
I said you bring something.
How do you know some of those bottles out there I didn't bring?
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
Okay, all right. You bring the ones that you brought in here, and I'll bring the pie.
All right, then.
Damn it.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Thanks for coming,
some common ground.
No doubt. Definitely. My pleasure. I learned a little something, and... about beers, and I learned that maybe I shouldn't just completely close my palate to some other things. So, yeah, I was like, all right,
word,
good shit. All right,
shout out to Drinky Events, just putting it out there. If you're in the DMV,
I definitely want to give shout outs to everyone that dropped me a little message this weekend to kind of help me through what I had predetermined was going to be. And otherwise, pretty gloomy weekend. But, thank you. It meant a lot. And The weekend turned out to be pretty damn good.
Good.
Yay.
So, got to see Cat Williams this weekend, which was it was a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah?
Good.
Pretty good show. I need to have a conversation with the Baltimore Arena, though. They owe me some money.
With the acoustics or something?
No, just the level of Afro-American that was going on was a little bit more than my liking. So, yeah, but otherwise, great weekend.
Good.
All right. Cool.
Any other business to take care of before we launch this vessel?
I say launch it.
Let's do it.
About it.
I guess the other song should be ready before I switch it, huh?
Probably. P-R-O-L-L-Y.
Well, I know I'm sick of the snow. I know that much. And they're talking about something else Tuesday, which is almost 5 days away, so I ain't even tripping.
7 days away?
Next
Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, come on, man.
But, you know, as far
but you
as
said it was almost 5 days away.
Well,
it's
whatever.
7 days away.
It was 5 working days.
But you work on Saturday, so that makes
and
sense.
No, I only work on Saturdays. Man, you don't say, man. Don't even mention that shit, man. But anyway, yeah, but when it comes to weather forecasts, I just listen to like the next 3 days. When then they try to tell me a 5 day forecast, no.
But then it doesn't matter. The snow we had yesterday, it wasn't supposed to be like that serious and that deep.
Exactly.
Just like a politician, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Pretty much. Right. Yeah, open up a farmer's almanac.
Right, how about that? They try to go on what's happening in a couple of states over.
I knew nothing about that snow. Totally wasn't prepared for it.
I didn't either.
I woke up and was like, I gotta drive how far in this shit?
And it was ice.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was the part that was really
right.
Some bullshit.
Right.
Man.
Snow, okay. Ice,
not okay. I don't care if you have a truck. Okay. I don't care what you have. Ice is ice. You right. Slipping. Yep. So yeah, it was bad. And I was totally unprepared. I got up and was like, okay, so I made a mad dash to the grocery store, got a few things and came back because it wasn't supposed to be that bad, like you said, and it wasn't supposed to be that deep, but I just got enough to last for like, you know, a few days, but it was bad and I did a little slipping, so I appreciate that. So yeah, I did. I went across the street, went to the grocery store, brought my ass right back home. So yeah, I had plans. I did absolutely nothing, so. There you go.
Oh, so you could just walk across the street?
I drove across the street, but you could in theory, but I didn't.
I was going to ask the question, but I was like, raised.
The way I said
I was like,
it,
let me not. Because it made it sound like she walked across the street.
Okay, no.
It's like how she dressed that up.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I should have, but I didn't. Like Okay.
You drove across the street?
I definitely drove.
That whole quarter block.
That's at least, Safeway is at least 3 blocks from my house. It is.
Slam.
What?
Her house is Safeway. You know when you start a song and the music play before the person starts singing?
Okay.
You might get two words in.
You had to say one. Huh?
That is untrue. That is not correct.
That
it's
is
not
sad,
in walk. What? I'm telling you, if you ever came to my house, you would not be walking the Safeway. It is a driving event.
Yes.
Across
is
the street.
I mean, is it like dangerous where you walk across the street? You,
yeah, it's a big intersection or something.
Yes,
I mean,
it's
no,
a very
serious.
Big intersection.
Seriously.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You ain't got the lie crazy.
You gotta go
far. The intersection is the biggest part of your journey.
That really is.
But there are lights. Are there lights?
But once you get across the street,
you have to say
you need to get one of those grandma carts. You know what I'm saying? Like you see all the little
carry behind you walking down here.
Right.
Yeah. Quick, let me paint a picture for you.
Stop it. Lies. All lies. It's not that.
And put her business out there. Fucking James might fuck around and be like,
oh boy.
You got me kicked out of my house. Can I come up in there with you?
All right.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh boy. That's funny.
All right, man, look. People complain. We got to get the show started.
Do it.
Here we go.
Yay. Bye.
sure bet. When I stand to your dark browns, I get overwhelmed, overjoyed, overstep my bounds on your touchy subject. Your weight shapes not what I date. It's you, my crew don't mind it thick. Every woman ain't a video chick or runway model anorexic. I love what I can hold and grab on. So if you burn it off, keep the flab on. We gonna stay getting our collab on. Girl, we gonna stay getting our collab on. We gonna stay getting our collab on.
Don't get stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's a nasty world. Trying to get with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl. We ain't never gonna discriminate, so let me compliment your side.
You're not out of place. You keep it natural with no potted face. Without exercise, you got the eye staring you down, make me wonder why. You women wanna frown at them stick figures on them little ass girls when a click of niggas run up and try to hurl game for real. Your frame holds a pill in the everyday world and conceal is not the way to go. I'm telling you, I have to let you know. You need to let it all hang.
Don't be scared to show a little of that thang thang. No matter how you wear it, girl, it's feminine. Kind of body everybody wanna know. Be the private dancer in my Luke show. Skip a salad, girl, bring us both a menu. Eat the whole box of chocolate to send you. See, girl, you're more than just the apple in my eye. Professor wanna get up in ya.
Don't get stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's a nasty world. Trying to get with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl.
I'm a nasty girl.
We ain't never gonna discriminate, so let me compliment your side.
Compliment my side.
I love it when y'all broads wear skin tight.
Skin tight.
Make the big panties look like little panties. Trying to lose that bottom, girl, you've been right. That's all them extra cookies, I should go and thank your granny. Mm-hmm. Don't mind you being conscious of your calories. If getting paid was fat, man, you'd be salary. You ain't in the salon, I got a tummy too. Just let me wash away, don't let it trouble you.
Come here,
dog. 9'10" specimen up in your jeans. You buy the size 7 and just make it fit. Slim, fast, lipo, and body cream. I pray you won't indulge, I got a candle
don't
lit.
Don't get stuck on the things they say, now you know it's a nasty world. Trying to get with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl. We ain't never gonna discriminate, so let me compliment your side.
Ain't nothing wrong with big draws, come on.
Don't get stuck on the things they say, now you know it's a nasty world. Get with you anyway, cause I know you're a nasty girl. We ain't never gonna discriminate, so let me compliment your size.
Compliment my size. Ooh. Yeah, it's nothing but a little baby. 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 Yeah, it's nothing but a little baby.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I come out the little loop, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, you know, I thought you was going to mix that joint up with Fat Boys when they kept saying fat at the end.
Fat Boy.
I like that song. Is there a video?
I'll do some research for you.
Okay, thank you.
cool. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Look,
apparently after the Grammys.
Hey, what's up, nigga?
Well, all right. Apparently after the Grammys, Lil Wayne had a little party to go to. He went to the Ace of Diamonds. Y'all already know that strip club, right? Now, they paid Lil Wayne $60,000 just to come, you know, show up and do a little something. But anyway, as soon as he stepped into the joint, he saw the stripper. Her name was No Foreign. Okay?
It was what?
No Foreign.
Do you have that written down, sir?
No Foreign.
No what?
I'm asking you. I
said it twice. Well,
is that a human's name?
That's her stripper name, I guess. No Foreign.
That's interesting.
Okay.
That doesn't sound sexy at all.
I tell you though, I seen the picture.
Names can be deceiving.
Hey.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that up.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, Brian, do your thing over there.
She got to be top notch to have a name like that.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, Lil Wayne, when he came.
I'd rather know chlamydia, but.
Anyway, he saw the broad, right? So he went over there and started talking to her and everything. So, you know, she started doing a little dance and a little lap dance. She did the thing on the pole. Lil Wayne threw her 2 bricks. Of money. All right.
What's 2 bricks?
Okay, you know what a brick look like?
I mean, but how much is that? I don't know.
I was gonna break
that. Okay, cool. Yes. Yeah, visual. I got the visual.
You got the visual?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, you know, they make it rain or whatever.
Right. He was just like, bow, take bow. This.
Right. Brick these jumps, I guess, had rubber bands around them or a band or something. Hit her in the head and shit.
That's not sexy
anyway,
at all.
The 2 bricks were worth $12,000. Okay. Now, her and her buddy, Malaysia, they the ones, I guess, you know, that was doing the acts or whatever. But I did see the picture. No foreign, though. She's nice.
Is she $12,000 nice? Come
well,
on.
Okay. He got paid $60,000 just for being there. You know, that's probably
yeah, but am I giving up 12,000 of that 60 to a girl?
When you got it like that.
Well, I guess.
You know, okay. So, like I said, he was paid 60,000 just for being there. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, 12,000 of the 60,000. You know.
Damn, she
ain't giving
work.
Up that kind of cash. I'm sorry. Look, I'll give you a couple. You
know, she must not be that bad because more pictures of Amber Rose pop up to her when you put her name in.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Yeah. 12,000, was I getting anything else? Any kind of special gold room, something
see,
like
that? I don't know. They didn't really get into it. What happened, what may have happened after.
You get hit in the head with a brick. Come on, $12,000. What she doing, just dancing? Really?
Hey!
Mark, like, I don't
well,
know.
You know what, though? When I looked at the video, I mean, they had a video of it, right? So I did want to see the video. It was like she was dancing. She was giving a little lap dance. And she was whispering stuff in his ear. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was like, you know, let's skip, you know, throw me a little something, you know, and later on, you know. I don't know. But, I mean, Lil Wayne balling. Come on, man. $12,000 ain't nothing to Lil Shawty.
Oh, clearly it is, because he owes the IRS about 11 to 12 million.
Woo.
He could have contributed that $12,000. I mean, no, would you say 12? He gave her $12,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could have contributed that to his IRS debt. But
fuck all that.
Clearly, he was like, "Whatever, I want this ass right now."
Had you been no foreign, would you still be saying this? Would you? Okay, had you been the stripper, no foreign, mm-hmm. would you be
that,
saying?
That bitch don't even come up, so. I don't even know
I
who
was
we
this
talking
woman,
about at this point.
Would I what? Would I have accepted
would you be
the
saying, I don't know why he gave me that much money.
I
he should have been
how much?
Contributing that to the internal revenue.
I'm a stripper. I don't care.
Well, there you
that 12,000 went
I'm
in my
happy
pocket.
For her in Malaysia. So let them split it up and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of the IRS and owing money, now we all know 50 Cent is having problems. You know, everybody's saying he's bankrupt and all this kind of crap. But anyway, he does owe money. Okay, now 3 of his biggest creditors are Sleek Audio.
I'm sorry, what audio?
He owes Tweaked Audio. That's why we ain't got no check yet. Quinn, I tell you,
check that nigga's like, damn, Tweaked Audio must be bigger than I thought.
When I read that, I said, "Oh, okay, this gonna be good." Right
hold on. Can you redo the intro, please?
You want me to redo the intro right this second?
Just right this second.
Right this second.
Start the show over right now.
Okay. Welcome, Deepsters, to the In Deep Show, brought to you by
Tweaked Audio. Ah.
Well, all right.
But,
anyway, let me see. Sleek Audio, SunTrust Bank, and Lestinia Levinson. Okay. Now, they didn't really get into all the aspects of, you know, how they want their money back. But anyway, they went to this judge, and they said, okay, we got this plan. Okay, this is how 50 Cent can pay us back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, 50 Cent responds saying, this is a violation of the 13th Amendment, which, you know, abolished slavery and all that kind of stuff.
They what?
Huh?
They did what?
states.
What?
Here come, wait for it.
13th Amendment abolished slavery.
Yeah, right. I said disabolished. Okay, abolished slavery. Okay, but anyways, I don't know what the stipulations are, but apparently, I tried to dig a little deep into it, but it didn't really say anything. But apparently, what they're trying to say is for the next, like, this is what I'm just assuming. I'm bet the house on it. They probably saying, like, you know, for your next few movies or a few records or something like that, we want this amount, we want that amount. And 50 Cent saying, nah, man. Nah, you know, but I don't know. They going to a judge with this. So, you know, I don't know how that works out. But, I mean, if you owe people, I think it was $30 million.
I think good it was 30 Lord. Million.
Yeah, if you owe those people that much money, you know, I mean, you know, they can come up with a plan. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can amend it or you know, say, nah, how about this?
That sounds like straight bankruptcy, though. It sounds like he's in bankruptcy to make these arrangements. I don't know.
But he's still a millionaire. Okay, from what I read, he was like $8.8 million, and then he had $8 something million in real estate and all this kind of crap. You know, so he still has money, but he's just saying, you know, I guess he's not agreeing to their terms.
All right.
We'll see how that turns out. Good luck with that.
How about it?
Kanye West, man. Mm. Lately, he's been doing some Craig. Well, not lately. It was Kanye. Been Kanye ever since he was Kanye. Mm. Okay, now, he's been, you know, doing a lot of antics, including Twitter rants, controversial lyrics, and just straight-up meltdowns. Now, from what I heard, they were taping on Saturday Night Live, and he didn't like the set. He didn't like the set all. He blew that shit all out of proportion. Kim was there, the producers, everybody tried to calm him down. And do y'all think that Kanye, okay, we know Kanye is Kanye. I mean, but do you think he just does that to, you know, he's got his new album out and all that kind of stuff. Do you think he's trying to do that to promote his album? Or is he like a male diva?
I think he's a girl, but I also think that, you know, any publicity is publicity, including bad. So, sure. I bet it's a combination.
People gonna get tired of that shit, though.
Oh, shit. I mean...
And when the people that get tired of it get there, let me know. I'll have a drink waiting for you.
Well, all right.
Because it's getting played out.
Where my drink?
There she goes.
Thank you.
It's getting played out for real.
Right.
You know, it was cool when he sort of had an agenda. But relax, nigga, relax.
Right. But from what I hear, Taylor Swift came back at him real smooth. Like,
it was some passive aggressive shit.
Very passive aggressive.
But she did.
But you know what?
She should have just said, Kanye, fuck you.
Exactly.
Fuck everything you stand for. Mm-hmm. You Obama, you broke, you borrowing, trying to borrow money from people. Ooh. Where I am rising to the top.
Because
I'm white and I got blonde hair.
There you go.
And I'm skinny.
And small breasts.
And privileged. Right. But here's my thing. Ass. Here's my thing.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I just would like to say I do actually like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Okay. So,
the part of her, and I'm using air quotes, clap back, was so weak because when she got to that point of her opposite clapback, she got all nervous and trembly.
You know what?
Like, I don't know if I should do this.
She should have said, "What's good, Kanye? What's good?"
She was scared as fuck.
She did look a little.
And don't let anyone. I mean, she all trembling. She had that 78-year-old white woman look in her eyes.
She really didn't want to go.
She really didn't want to go there. She was pretty nice.
But my thing is, that's exactly. If you don't want to go there, you know, don't go partway there.
Right.
That's like them women that wear them heels that big. That's about that wide.
You talking about a kitten heel? Don't talk about a kitten heel.
Yeah, don't. Just don't wear heels. Wear flats.
Don't be talking about those.
You're not partway sexy when you do that.
I'm
How many pair of them you got, Jamma Jam?
I don't have any. I got some heels, Negro.
Oh,
oh yeah. Show the calves, the thighs, all that.
She had them on. She was trying all those different
bands. Heels show the calves and the thighs?
They do. They make everything. Okay, yes. Well, back what I'm saying. So, okay. Yeah.
She was rubbing it there.
Was she?
She's feeling herself. shit. All right, girl.
Let them heels.
You better work.
Yeah. Well, keep rubbing.
See, now you remember, forget what I was saying. Moving on.
See, that's that ghost of Drew in that chair. You remember Drew? She get loose.
Drew would have pulled a whole titty out right now. She would have exposed an entire areola and everything right then and there.
You gotta love her. You gotta love her.
Don't start talking about D'Angelo. Oh, D'Angelo, and then, you know, his song.
He won some Grammys last night.
It was not that bad. You was like, no.
D'Angelo won a Grammy last night?
He won a couple.
Oh, then KGB got some pussy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hold up.
Here we go. We not singing. Go on to next door.
Nah, I went. What? They went back to.
No, not for that. For the new ones. New song. New
oh, he season. Has new ones.
Yeah. I forgot. What is it called? Voodoo?
Black Messiah.
Oh, okay. There's a voodoo something song like or something?
I think something like that.
Yeah, whatever. D'Angelo.
It was a horrible album. Yeah, it's. Just don't tell Drew.
Well, yeah, how about that?
Well, couldn't have been that bad. He won a couple of awards.
I mean, it was, yeah. It's I mean, most of the people that vote on it are heavily on cocaine. So,
okay.
And it was good. It's a great album if you're friends with cocaine.
Oh. So if you do drugs, it was a great
not
album.
Drugs. You can't do weed and like it.
Oh, it's
just, it'll confuse the fuck out of you if you just smoke weed.
Like it has to be actual heroin.
But coke and Molly. Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're in there.
Well, okay.
Cool. Same thing that you get if you go to the if you're in the first 10 rows of his concert. I think it's a prerequisite. Like if you fill under your seat.
Damn.
You get some Molly. Get some Molly.
Fill under the armrest and be a little package.
They can't put under the armrest because niggas be fighting. That's my armrest, man.
Right.
It's under the seat. You got to break the fight up for a start.
Right.
Just like a plane.
It's a curtain. Oh boy. Okay. Celibacy.
Okay. That's a great
that
word.
That shit ain't happening in this room.
That's
next
a
story,
great
please.
Word. I think we all love that word.
Before
theory.
You get married.
Okay.
Nice. Couple at hand. Russell Wilson and Ciara. How many of y'all think that they're really not having sex?
I don't think they are. Like, I just feel like Russell wouldn't put it out there and look like a gump to some guys. You know.
To all of the guys.
Now, let me ask you this. Who does Ciara have a baby by?
What's his name?
Oh, Future, yeah.
I think Russell is waiting for these super secret German physician documents to come back to prove that there's nothing creeping up in that coochie before he goes up in there. I would do the same if I was him.
Okay. Because
you're going to get, you that bad, and you getting the pussy to that. Auto-tune, flunky ass, Nick, really?
He may have had something
fuck
else going
here.
On.
Fuck out of here. You ain't coming. You nah.
He had something
see,
else going on. See, she wanted.
See, he is a man that understands that this is a give and take society. My dick is just as valuable as your pussy. So, nah. Let me get some. I need some confirmed documentation. Matter of fact,
I think his
let me
dick
push.
Is more
let me push your son down and let him skin his knee so I can get a blood sample and make sure he don't got it either.
Oh.
I need to make sure it's not around in there nowhere.
That's deep.
Right. No shit. That is an in-depth insight look of that. I didn't look at it that way.
That is one way to look at it.
Yeah.
So I just think maybe they well, he probably wanted to do the whole wait till marriage thing.
I don't think
she
great.
Did.
I think he's skeeting on her face though.
What? Why does he have to be doing all of that?
He doesn't have
she
to.
She does
be.
Have clear skin. Real, you know, no, because terrible. You know it has protein and
you
nutrients.
Have clear skin. What's that mean?
Thank you.
That means I get it.
Oh,
on your face?
On your face? I'm just saying you have clear skin.
I get it. Hey, ain't no celibacy around this motherfucker. I'll tell you that now.
All you motherfuckers know.
After the show, I'll be like, Charlene.
Oh, wait, what?
What happened?
I got to get it. I got to get mine.
Okay, over here.
I'm taking shots. Be like, oh, nah,
you taking shots?
That concludes my dog.
He slips it in there sometimes.
Oh, he's slipping in there?
Mark will come out of left field.
You just might want to just let us end the segment.
Please do. My glasses.
Every time you open your mouth.
Mine too.
I'm waiting for everybody to get that one.
That concludes my diagnosis.
We got a lot of more coming up, y'all. Stay tuned.
Second, I never let that just ride.
That was cool. That was cool.
I'm just saying, chicks ran out on us when I was trying to do my thing.
Okay, you
know? That's all right. We gonna go to break now.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to break.
Hi, this is Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Back, y'all. Right now, we're going to get into some of the feedback and some of the comments and stuff that you guys sent in. Queen, you got the stuff?
I got the stuff.
Well, you give it to us, girl.
All right. Okay.
Well, all right.
Zoinks. Okay. So from the last show, Irving? Yeah.
Irving.
Well, I'm going to give you your last name. Where you been, man? Where you been?
Where you been, nigga?
Where you been, dog? Where you been, boy?
Where have you been?
Cutie, where you been?
Wait.
So he said,
why
love.
Why you do this to us?
Why? Where you go? Far away? No. He said, love the show. You all had me cracking up about the taking food from my plate question. Shout out to the IDS crew for another great show. Salute from the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Right.
Eastern Shore? Eastern Shore. Hey, that sounds like a road trip.
It does.
Road trip.
It's 2 hours away.
You going to put that together for us, dog? Just hit me back next week.
I'm gonna need a full body shot. And then I need to know
full
if
body shot. Whoa.
Married or in a relationship.
Okay, here's what I need
if
you to do.
You got a ring on your finger. Here's what I need or, you to do.
Because I was keeping it strictly business, like coming down, drinking and partying with you. But for all of those requests that you got, I need you to visit recaptherecap.org. I need you to go on that.
I kid.
That now on my glass.com. This
woman.
I'm gonna send no full body shots to any website you can on this show right here.
I kid, dude. Mr. Mac, I kid.
If you got a girlfriend or you married, she kid. But if not,
actually, no, I really don't. I mean, you know, we're all IDS is always ready to roll and do.
Cause damn it, Gina, she's still mattress hopping. So
hey, there you go. Mattress shopping, Negro.
You
want
to see a picture?
Queen, what do we do with the extra S?
Leave the S all for savings.
There you go. So it's not shopping, it's hopping.
Or I was going to say, well, keep the S on for sex.
Right. All right.
Wait,
look, you're cute.
Cool, man.
I'm just saying. I don't know what the rest of them look like.
Oh. Yeah, so you're going to contact IDS. We want a full body shot.
Wait, IDS, bro.
I was going to say, wait, all of a sudden now this half a note. The email and the phone number.
Exact 202.
Hey, bro, listen to the voice. Don't send shit to IDS. If you don't got a motherfucking ski suit and a turtleneck on, don't send shit to IDS.
Right.
You better find them two addresses. And get
we
it to them.
Thank you for sending your feedback in.
Thank you.
Mr. Mac.
Mr. Cutie Pants.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay. Damn, she gonna shit on James at the beginning of the show.
Uh-huh.
And
he did pants.
But we done moved on.
Right.
Irving. Little mustache. Little cutie patootie.
Little flavor saver. He got a little flavor saver.
Kind of cute.
Keep some spices.
Thank you,
for
Queen.
That
was nice.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey,
there
you go.
Do what I do. That's the only way I can do it.
Dating game.
Hit me up. If you on Skype, hit me up. I'll put you on live with these two.
He ain't doing it.
I got to come up with some questions.
James was scared.
Whatever.
Yeah, he sure was.
James was scared.
He sure was.
James got a little
bit
of
down.
Y'all better leave James alone.
James let you down.
Oh, oh, yeah. Y'all better leave James alone. I'm going to defend him. Don't be talking about James.
Why?
I am a little tipsy.
So you better drink that drink and keep it moving.
My glass? Wait, hold on.
See, I know when the eyes close and she do this.
Mm-hmm. She
gone. I'm trying to tell you. And somebody hit me. I'm going to find it. Somebody hit me to tell me where that timestamp was.
Lies.
I swear for Lord.
You know what? Every week you come back with the same shit. Don't say nothing else about it until you actually
don't she get a little rickety roll when she starts drinking?
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that was a finger point and a neck roll all in the same sentence.
She had the Kanye put it in my butt fingers doing it like that.
I don't know.
That's what Charnene said. Kanye
I don't remember Charnene saying that.
She did.
She did.
I did.
Oh,
I asked, was it two?
Okay, well,
I asked, was it two? I said, was it two?
Wait, okay, that furthers.
I was in my glass.
Confirms.
No, you said two.
No, I said, was it two? Could it be one?
No, it was two.
Pinky?
He said two.
No, I know I said two.
I mean, I'm praying like he doesn't have the rest of the plumbing to get
you
the shot.
You did like this.
Isn't
she
like,
did.
One
like
in the stinky and one in the pinky? What is that saying? What is that?
Two in the stink, one in the pink.
I don't.
Shocker.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wait.
I just was wondering what the pink, saying was, the Mark.
Okay. All
thank
right.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You
let's,
all right?
I see.
What's in your glass? No,
right.
That's a bit much.
What else do we have? Let's move on before we get out totally 100% out of control. I feel like we're at like about
3 hours.
75% out of control.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right,
wait till we get to the bottom of that glass.
More feedback.
Yeah, we got to get out of here before the end of the glass. Because damn. Next. How's that beer, Mark?
Now, see, I knew this was going to happen. As soon as
this nigga.
We asking everybody around the round table, how did you feel? Queenie and Gina. Nigga, I knew y'all was going to come up with something. I knew y'all was going to come up with something. But check this out. We're not talking about sharing here, because we will share with you. I'm talking about if I call you, What makes it even worse, if you're with me and I ask you, what would you like off the menu? And you say, oh, give me that blank salad and that diet water. And I say, okay. Now, you say, well, maybe you should know the person by now. Oh, correct, nigga. Oh, you damn sure is correct. That's why I asked you three times. Are you sure? Are you positive? Put that on Jesus. And then you say, yes, I'll continue with my blank salad. And if I order 30-piece shrimp, I want all 30 because I already planned in my head how I was going to eat that meal. That last bite, like Big V said, this is already planned out, sister. Don't touch my 30-piece because if you take two away, that leaves 28. I paid for 30. I paid for 30. I didn't pay for 28. After you just told me you wanted this boring-ass salad and this light water. Don't put your, and then what makes it even, do not put your hands in my shit before I put my hands in my shit. Nigga's gonna be a problem. I don't care if you my, I don't care if you my side chick. I don't care if you my girlfriend. I don't care if you my wife. If you my mama, we can negotiate something. But those other three, nah, we're not having it. Because we're not going to touch your shit. And if we're hungry enough and we're going to be lazy enough later on, we'll, what, a doggy bag. That's what we'll do. So no, this ain't got nothing to do with sharing. This got something to do with y'all niggas being selfish with them fingers. And that's it. But look, I still love y'all too. Oh, I still love y'all. But this shit ain't right. Y'all have a good day. Doc, how you doing? All right, bro.
I'm sorry, Queen. Would you like to go first? Cause
look, you selfish ass.
Exactly. It is all about sharing, butthole. Sorry.
No, the fuck it ain't all about sharing.
See, Negro, that's your problem. It's not even all where about I was sharing. Going.
First
I'm
of
sorry,
all,
go ahead.
First of all, I was going.
She was talking to you, by the way.
What?
What? Well, you got the finger up like, what?
No, I was saying, first of all, where I was going was. I didn't realize that was a question you was asking 300 podcasts. I thought that was just for us. But I digress.
Ooh.
Okay.
She does have a point there.
Well, yeah.
That Bama cheating on us.
Isn't he?
That Bama putting his little podcast wee-wee over here.
And everybody's stuff.
Wee-wee over there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to motherfucker. You know what?
As of today. You don't want to share, but he's sharing that.
As of today.
Come on.
I'm going to have to motherfucking Sierra you, sir. Until I get them German test results. That your podcast pee-pee clean again. Ain't gonna come sticking it on over here.
Podcast pee-pee.
You don't know how many. Mm-hmm. It was, you know probably was a lot.
Motherfucker Aaron B. spitting all over that podcast shot. Pee-pee. Miss Moody spitting all over that podcast pee-pee.
Ooh. Oh my.
What in the world?
Okay. That's
like
a bit
like spitting all over that podcast pee-pee.
What's in that glass again?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Picture that.
That is a big... glass.
It is
dark. Something.
Your podcast PP.
Let's get this off of me and put it back on hold. You're talking about here.
Right. Okay. So, do y'all want to comment or can I read the next?
No. I mean, I agree with him because it's one thing, again, if we sit down to grub and I'm like, damn, this is amazing. Baby, taste this. Got you all day in the paint. But if you just, don't just have, see, we've already established that women are thinkers and AKA schemers.
I don't think we established that.
I don't feel like we did that.
Yeah, we did. Just like when it comes to cheating, y'all think that shit out a lot further down the road than men do.
No, we don't think it down the road. We're just not sloppy like y'all are. That's all.
Trifling.
AKA you think it through.
No. We don't think it through.
Okay, well,
we don't think
either
it
way.
Through like y'all. I mean,
that could be today's question if you motherfucking
okay.
Like.
Yeah. Okay.
But what,
say
I'm saying is,
my,
what I'm saying is,
hostility.
When y'all ordering,
some chicken,
y'all
cheese.
Have
it. I'm saying some shrimp. Shit.
Some dags, some ribs. I mean,
are we
on.
Dagging
shrimps.
And ribbing?
Shrimps.
Are we really dagging and ribbing?
You motherfucking right. We dagging and ribbing.
Keep drinking.
Oh, shit.
I don't even want to continue this
right now. And
I don't even want to continue this. But what I'm saying is,
please continue.
When you finish, I know you have something. Probably.
The bottom line is,
hold on,
order. No, that's what I said. When you finish, I know you have something, okay. And then okay. I don't want to. I have something too.
Sorry. All right. I'll wait.
I'm just saying, you know, like I said, if I'm in that mood and I'm like, yeah, you got to get this in and baby taste this, whatever, then by all means, do your thing. But don't have it in your mind that, you know what, I'm going to order this because he ordering that. You see, being that he ordering the steak, there's no need for me to order beef, so I'm going to order chicken or fish, and then I'm going to get a little bit of a piece of his. That way we can both have chicken.
What no. she ask?
Fuck all that. Don't, ladies, listen to me now.
Girl,
do
mental note.
Not motherfucking mm-hmm. ask. Don't ask.
You better order both.
The answer's no.
You need to check the dude that you're with and then determine whether you can order both. Because some guys don't mind. I've been with some guys who's like, baby, whatever you want.
No.
You want some off my plate,
Jada,
go ahead.
See, here's the thing. You look at it in a combative nature. When it's not, we're trying to give you some good lessons to live by. Yeah, you've been with some guys that may have put the facade up good enough to let you think that they didn't mind. But I promise you, when they motherfucking dropped you off and that door closed,
mm-hmm.
they was on the phone with their boy like, this motherfucking bitch here.
Damn.
Over all in my motherfucking place.
I'm
just trying to tell you.
Fucking bitch, because I asked for a bite of chicken.
I'm just trying to tell you. Y'all want it real? This is what people listen to In Deep Show for, because we don't motherfucking sugarcoat.
No,
when that door closed.
Uh-huh. He was upset
that
about
nigga,
that spoonful
that nigga
of potatoes
was like,
that
why
I had.
Why the fuck was this bitch in my plate?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting you know.
A spoonful of potatoes?
I don't give a fuck if it was a grain of rice. I don't give a fuck if you took the pepper shaker out of my hand while I was seasoning my bullshit.
You are fired up for Jesus over this food thing.
You know,
my goodness.
Because I'm telling you some good shit and you're not trying to listen to it.
I really don't give a fuck. And that's
exactly, you know, I was going to let
that go. Ooh, you're going to let that go?
Come on now.
That's
don't,
exactly.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Marky Mark.
Now, on the other hand.
Marky Mark.
Okay.
Yes.
I might not even say anything. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead. You had the two shrimp because they're scrimps. Because they're 30 and it's 28 left. He's he's good at math.
Mm-hmm.
And... But, you know, check it out, though. Mm-hmm. Check it out, though. At the end of the night, you know, we go back home. You know, I go to your house. You go to my house or whatever. And...
Nah, nigga, you setting the bar too low, dog.
No, no,
wait a minute.
Let me finish.
You setting the bar too low, dog.
I didn't interrupt you.
Exactly.
Yes, you did, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark. What?
Actually, we
get back to that. We did. Go back to the house and what?
No, he did.
And the sex is off the chain.
Nigga, I
don't give a fuck about no two shrimp.
You had 15 of them motherfucking shrimp.
I don't give a fuck. You could have had all them motherfuckers.
Once
if again, I
knew
the end of the night.
I would eat the dry ass salad as long as you give me that wet ass coochie. See, that's all.
Fuck all that bullshit, bitch. The food that you ate. The food that you ate was the motherfucker getting me the pussy off the break.
Wow.
You dipping in my plate, motherfucker, wasn't sealing the deal. You motherfucking be able to step up to the waiter or waitress and say, yeah, I would like A, B, C, and D. That got me the pussy. But if you want to go there, when I pulled up at your house and said I accepted this motherfucking date, that got me the pussy. But we're going to take it to the food.
Just accepting the date got the pussy? Really?
What'd I say?
You said accepting
did I
the
stutter?
Date. Yeah, you did not.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm just saying. Y'all want a real, get a real.
Can I respond?
Y'all, good.
This, hold on. No, there's other shows
there's
to listen
more?
To.
Okay.
There's other shows to listen to if you want the bullshit, motherfucking simp ass nigga version of everything you're hearing right now. There's other versions that will motherfucker let you say, oh, you know, that man right there, he is just the man that I'm looking for. And that's why you're in the position you're in right now.
Oh.
If you want the motherfucking truth, this is the motherfucking truth right here. Stay your motherfucking hands out the nigga's plate unless he offers it to you. That's just point blank, period. Stay out the plate unless he offers it.
Mark, were you done?
Two shrimps. Pussy is good. I'm good.
Two shrimp pussy.
Yep, two shrimp pussy. Shit, you can't beat that shit with a stick.
I can.
Two shrimp pussy and a salad.
30 shrimp. 30 shrimp with some pussy.
Two shrimp
even
pussy,
better.
Salad,
can I get a bottle of water? Can I get a bottle of water? Two shrimp, bottle of water,
some Obey on them two shrimp and give me the pussy.
Okay, the only thing I wanted to add to what he said was I would never dig in anybody's plate, first of all, without asking. and without at least letting them taste it first. You eat your food first, then if I see you slowing down or whatever, then I would be like, you know, if it looked that good,
you have
then I would ask. I would never just go straight and dive into somebody's
gusto.
That would be rude.
I've been out with Queen hundreds of times, and I can vouch for that. But Queen, I'm trying to tell you, there are people that in the ordering process.
Oh, I'm sure. I have a friend. Like, one of my girls is like that.
I'll just get the tilapia because he got the steak. I'll get a piece of the steak.
I'm telling you.
Bitch, you better order a steak while the waitress still sitting here.
No, I mean.
You're not getting none of this goddamn
I'm
steak.
I'm not going to lie. What
you might get some tube steak later.
Okay, calm
you
down.
You get tube steak all night long.
Calm down. But, I mean, but I will say, like, to that, I do have a friend. Sometimes when we go out, because neither one of us eat beef and pork. So it might, like, I might see, like, the lamb, you know, whatever, lamb chops or whatever. And I'm like, I think I'm going to get the lamb chops. Oh, well, if you get the lamb chops, I can get the sea bass and we can nope.
Thank you, Queen.
And sometimes I'm cool.
At least that was discussed before ordering.
Yeah. It is. And sometimes I'm like, oh, cool. Sometimes I'm like, no, bitch.
Right.
You better get that because I'm not getting, but I'm like, hey, I'll cut you some. Right. But no, there will not be half a chop coming your way. Right. I will give you a piece. And that is it.
There you go.
That is it.
You gonna give her a piece?
Oh!
She's not been that good to me, so no.
And she damn sure ain't getting a piece of that lamb chop.
You know what I mean? You ain't getting no piece of nothing.
I would only like to add, yes.
Yes.
I have gone out with gentlemen. And I might look at
she
the menu
that
and say,
just a bit.
Fish, chicken, which one do I want? And most of the time, and maybe what B said is accurate, maybe they're just saying it because they're trying to be polite.
But I have
been out, and I will say 90% of the people I've been out with have not had a problem with it.
Now, they haven't expressed to you they had a problem.
He's trying to say to your face.
Maybe I'm not saying that's not the case. All I'm saying is there's a possibility that, you know, maybe they felt that way and they didn't say anything. But so if that's the case, then say some shit. If you don't like it, then say it.
I was about to just say that. Why don't y'all say something?
Yeah, if you don't like the shit, say it, and then because
most niggas, again, all they have is the prize in mind, and they like, man, if I get this piece of steak, she gonna give me some pussy.
You ain't even getting no pussy like over a piece of steak.
I'm just saying.
Well, I got mine for two shrimp and extra
and a boss.
You see, you coming at me, it ain't about me. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know about this situation.
You say men in general.
And some Old Bay.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
I understand.
Show shit.
I think it's on an individual basis. I truly believe there's some men that don't mind.
So can I flip that around on y'all?
And say,
if you want two meals, can you just ask for it?
But you don't want two meals.
No, even if you do want two meals, men will look at you like, really?
Okay, then. So my thing is, don't look at us cross-eyed for wanting some pussy. We won't look at you cross-eyed for wanting motherfucking two meals.
You can't put the two in the sound. Come
pussy
on.
Pussy versus an extra
$20?
Meal? Really?
Like, damn, it's a $15, $20. It's all about,
so you putting it on, you're putting it on the actual item when what it is really what our wants and desires are.
Okay.
You want and desire some steak. I want and desire some pussy.
But who's to say I don't want and desire some dick? Like, who's to say
okay,
well,
then you're getting that, too. So you get two to one.
So leave them
you
get separate.
And so at least suck my dick, too.
You can get
come
food
on,
and
man.
Dick.
Really?
Keep drinking.
Oh,
keep
shit.
Drinking that glass.
You get
leave
food and dick and sucking of the dick.
God damn.
It's a beautiful thing.
You and skeet. And you get extra protein.
You get three shrimp.
And you get extra protein. Teeth whitener, belly fuller, you get all of that?
A skin
so
softener.
Man,
so
you treating for dinner next week.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going
okay,
to your
yes.
plate.
All right. Can
give me some of that.
That was a, was that a high grab or a low grab?
Well, okay. It depends on what you can have. You
okay,
have a big
she
steak,
wanted
a
grab.
I'm good.
Okay. Right. I don't eat beef. Anyway.
That ain't what he said.
I eat.
You left the door.
I'm
babe.
Like I eat.
I'm about to say yeah.
With some Old Bay.
I'm sorry.
I eat beef. I like beef occasionally.
I don't eat beef.
Right.
Okay.
Now suck. Okay.
What?
All right. So the next. Let me read the rest of this.
That's the fact.
Yes,
that's
please.
What
let me read
so
the rest
juicy
of this.
And delicious. Yes. Go ahead. You want to read? He's like, what?
I'm sorry. I had to look back at the glass. Like, where is it?
Okay. Clean and refreshing.
All right. So let me read this feedback before I cannot. So I said, damn it. That topic came at the exact right time. The queen, not me, does not bullshit all the time and thinks it's funny. I even played this topic back while in the car today, Sunday, and all she could do was laugh because she knows it's true, LOL. BTG and Big B, hit that shit on the fucking head. That's what she said. Last week, I stopped by her crib to chill before I went to work. Before I came over, I stopped to get, quote unquote, of course, some Popeyes, and I asked her, did she want something? She said, no, I'm not hungry. So I bought myself a 4-piece chicken strip meal. Nigga, that's where you went wrong. Mm-hmm. 4 strips? What mm-hmm. the hell? Were you, what?
5-piece.
You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and do the 5-piece. But anyway, okay, anyway. Not even halfway through my meal, I see her little ass fingers take my strip and ate it, saying, I love you long time. I was like, WTF? I thought you wasn't hungry.
Right.
And she said, like, I know. I was just eating off your plate. Bruh, if looks could kill, this is some buttery bullshit. There is no logical explanation for this foolery. Anyways, that's enough of my rant. I'll catch up with y'all later. P.S. And I'm gonna agree with this. P.S. Shout out to the Eastern Shore. It's time to take IDS on the road. Hashtag F that snow.
Aww.
Kmart, thank you for your feedback, bro.
K-Mezzy, we waiting for you to send that date so we can go ahead and get IDS up on that side. And we waiting for that Eastern Shore invite.
Yeah.
We'll take it down that side. But
April, May.
I mean, damn it! I don't know how many pianos you need to fall on your head. This man has just proposed to the woman of his dreams.
Yes.
All right.
And he's letting her know right now. You see what I'm saying? Because he put that proposal and got the yes. Now he can come full circle and come clean and be like, okay, I don't want your fucking hands in my plate.
Yes, damn. Sir.
Is it really that serious?
It is so that fucking serious. And you're taking it for a joke.
I would like more than your opinion and Kmart's opinion and Mark's. Is there anyone else who agrees with, like, you know what? I really got
the person
with
that motherfucker. How about the person that sent the question in to begin with?
Okay, that's well, skip that motherfucker. We talking about
gentlemen. I swear for Lord, if y'all don't send in feedback right here, we can bridge the gap to some of the woes between men and women right here, gentlemen. If you just fucking for once in your life, step the fuck up and do something correct. Send in your damn feedback. And let, damn it, Gina know so she can take it to the rest of them hoes over there
and why let them understand. To them hoes,
stay
Negro?
Out our motherfucking place.
They just did. That's so rude.
I'm just saying, man, for real. They think it's funny. They think it's cute. They make that little face that they think is cute and shit. Like, now fuck, I want to punch you in that right now. Fucking took my chicken strip.
You know what?
No, I don't fuck know what. Stop strip. Asking fuck me if I know him. Strip. I don't stop know that yourself. Motherfucker.
That's some selfish shit. Stop. Get a motherfucker a chicken strip or stop being old punk ass. Give him a chicken strip.
It's selfish. I paid for this shit, but it's selfish.
Look,
or don't order no, chicken strips.
No. I'm
order
your woman. Pieces. If I want a piece of your damn chicken, give me a piece of chicken.
No,
stop.
Fuck all that.
Stop.
If I go into
really?
It looking stop to give it. You a piece of chicken,
Mark,
then so be it.
Huh? You are married. If your baby want a piece of your damn chicken, even though it might hurt your nerve, you gonna
get
it.
I would say, Kayla, here you are.
There you go. Thank you, doctor. Fucking thank you. Jesus Lord.
He's still giving the chicken up, though.
To the baby.
So,
his daughter.
Hey, look, but she's still a female. See, maybe that's daughter. The problem. He giving it to the baby, but if she grow up, she gonna think
y'all
it's acceptable.
Y'all not our daughters.
Whatever. I'm the one. Well, I'm gonna leave that alone. No, I'm leaving.
That's all right. I'm gonna keep. This is a mental
Yes, it is.
It should be. No, seriously,
Because for the sake of,
it's not petty.
I would give you off my plate.
It's not about what you would do.
But then that means you should be doing it.
So we should. So we should be. So when you say,
can't we share?
When you say no to giving us some pussy, we should be able to be like,
I don't say no.
Hey, is that the same thing?
Goddamn. You know, well, that's in the show. Hey, look, thank y'all
for coming. You messed up, James. Coffee, fuck that. You could have had pussy after the coffee. You fucked up. Starbucks, pussy. James, you fucked up.
Okay, check this out. Is that the same thing as giving your girl the last little bit of food on your plate? If you say no, that means you don't love her. If you say yes, that means
I think that's going too far. I don't think so.
I mean, what's the difference?
I never want the last piece of anybody's anything. But if I want to just taste it, you don't got no problem. Let me taste other things. So why can't I taste a piece of your damn chicken? You ain't got no problem me tasting nothing else. Why can't I taste chicken?
Okay.
Oh. What I'm saying.
What you saying, Negro?
Damn it, what I'm saying.
When you say taste something else.
You know what the hell I'm talking about.
Oh.
What we saying?
And now, if you taste that before you go at that chicken,
you're still not getting it. You're still not getting it. Because
Mark's like, fuck that. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah,
that
Take all the other 28 pieces
of shrimp. I will eat the salad. Fuck it. Dry chicken.
Now that you have robbed me of protein, I need all my food to replenish my body. So, no.
So, Confucius
just do me that more, do Jane. It's as simple as this.
Keep my hands out your plate. Then keep your hands out my vagina.
It's not my hands. It's not my hands that I want to put in your vagina.
Well, keep whatever you got over there.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, let me touch it. You let me touch mine.
So share.
You want to be invited back to dinner with that. Queen, but wait, all we can see is fingers.
I didn't say anything about that. Like that.
You did say that.
About what? What did
two
I say about that?
And one in the pink?
Yeah. You said I don't want to put fingers in you anyway. I was like, we kind of talked about.
Oh, well, the shocker is different.
That's three.
That's not the end goal. I can skip the shocker to get my dick in you.
Yeah. One.
We went from I don't need no fingers. To right.
To Popeyes. To yes.
No
let's
sauce.
Come back.
No anything.
I hope there's no sauce because you really tricked me into this meal.
There's gonna be sauce.
Truffle butter.
Creme brulee.
Speaking of that, how come Nicki Minaj was up for a Grammy for truffle butter? Oh, I looked through the list. I was like, wait a minute.
And I can't.
Wait a minute. Ma'am, sir, Grammys, people, you're going to let her possibly, potentially win a Grammy off of truffle butter?
Know, Nikki. I like Nikki.
Okay,
she's
I'm
the only
just
one
saying.
In that category.
Yeah, no bullshit.
No, she wasn't. I mean, she didn't win.
Do you know anybody else?
I think The Weeknd won.
Yeah.
But I was like.
Oh, that.
Right, but that's why I said the Grammys. I'm like, how you going to put that song into, okay.
Truffle butter.
Right. All right.
Hey.
All right.
So gentlemen, look, we called the ladies out.
I was
going to
say or ladies, but I guess that didn't matter.
We can put an end to this right now if gentlemen will step up and speak. Okay, Kmart spoke, BTG spoke. Yeah. If there's any other gentleman that listens to the show,
come sing us your feedback on what you think about this topic.
No. I mean, I'm just saying. If there's any other gentleman that's listening to this topic, speak on it, man. Yeah. Because this is where the confusion lies, for real. Yeah. Y'all don't open your mouth when it's time to open your mouth. Y'all can stay anonymous if you want to stay anonymous. I won't say who the hell you are. If you don't say it, I won't say it. I'll just play it if you send it verbal. But what I'm saying is, don't fake. This is a serious topic, man. This is something that can stop a lot of problems.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Scared, get a dog.
It's real simple. We talk about anything in the day?
Nope. Turn a pink one to snake.
Ooh. You want to stand over here?
Or? I would love that. Can I do that?
You would, but you're not qualified.
No, okay.
You couldn't do that shit.
I couldn't. I probably couldn't.
You would have no music and shit.
I know. I would have nothing. I'd be humming. I'd be like, Mark, sing. Bring right. on in. Exactly. Queen, like, come on. Let's jump in.
Right there. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. What button? Exactly.
There's something over there on the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One of the buttons.
Do something with yourself.
I couldn't even reach the top shelf.
Okay, so I do have something to discuss.
Oh, okay.
Before we got ahead. I know we throwing a lot at y'all. Wait. But, gentlemen, gentlemen, you see how the ladies totally dropped the fucking ball 2 weeks ago where they couldn't follow one simple motherfucking direction and send back some feedback. And you see what I'm saying? But they say we don't communicate. Listen, fellas, the ball's in your court right now. Send that feedback in. Let these ladies know what's going on. All you simp on the fence ass niggas, this is your time to go listen to the Black Astronaut. But just send your feedback in, all you real men out there. Let us know. Okay, so let's talk about today's question. And this question comes from someone that you should really value their opinion and adhere their word. Your man, Big B. This question goes directly to the ladies. So ladies, here you go. You have one more opportunity to completely drop the fucking ball and not communicate, since you guys are the god of communication. I need to understand something. Why do you ladies lower the fucking bar so much that when you take a man to a grown and sexy event, and you ladies are dressed to the nine, you got your red bottoms, you got your knockoff red bottoms, whatever the fuck they are, you got your dress is mean, your hair is mean, the nails, everything is done, and the nigga on your arm got a fucking hoodie, jeans hanging off his ass, and some motherfucking tennis shoes, how the fuck do you all allow that? It's plain and simple. There ain't no tricks to this question. How do you keep allowing such piss poor performance from your men? You can expound it if you want. I'll keep it on the dress if you like. I saw this weekend some of the most god-awful displays of I don't know if it was relationship, companionship, friendship, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But I'm seeing ladies that are looking like $1 million. And I'm seeing dudes that look and smelled
like shit.
Weeded out, fucked up, looking like straight shit. Like they didn't even get a fucking haircut for you. But you cheesing and skinning and grinning with this nigga on your arm? Ladies, fucking talk to me. I want to start with you two.
I was looking at Queen.
I was like, I don't have no shit to say because I would not be out with someone like that. So I really don't have any, you know what I'm saying?
But have you seen it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen it, yes. Because I think like a lot of times, you know, you have guys that are, they're like, oh, I'm just going to dress whatever way I dress. And the woman will put forth some effort because that's who she is. Or she's, I don't know whether that's who she is or she's trying to represent, you know, some bullshit. I don't know. But at least she will come out of the house looking nice. And then next thing you know, she'll see a raggedy ass dude with jeans on off his butt. And it's like, well, I don't think, you know, women, I don't think we have to deal with that shit. That's why I said, for me, I would rather be by myself than deal with some shit like that. I mean, can you at least pull the jeans up and wear a nice belt? Wear some nice shoes. You can have on a hoodie. I don't give a goddamn if you have on a hoodie, but can it be a nice hoodie? Because it might be cold outside. Queen, I don't know.
Queen, you know some of the events that you attend.
Sure. None of the events I attend would that happen. But
what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm speaking. I'm not talking on an event that will allow you to rock that and get away with it. Okay, well then fine. If that's what you're comfortable with, comfortable. I'm talking about some grown and sexy, we on spotlight type shit. and you got on. You but look like you're going. I don't know if you're going to play ball or if you got out of jail.
But see,
last
again,
night.
I would not. I wouldn't hang out with locked anybody. Down. With but they, anybody.
But they are.
That looks.
We
like
understand
that.
You won't. But it's happening. Why is it happening?
I think because, as you said, some women are coming out of the house and they think they are actually looking their best, and they think that their man will look good or decent when they go out, and then they come out and they look like what you described. And see, then I think it's up to the woman to decide, do I want to go out with this motherfucker again? Because he's going to embarrass me or look like some shit when I go out. So that could be a first date.
So you would rather just be embarrassed and just as long as you get to the event?
Maybe. But if you're already...
Then to put your foot down with this thing and be like, yo, what is
no,
this?
No, no, no. But if you're already out, you know what I'm saying? If you're already out...
Somebody
let's say,
pick somebody up.
No, not necessarily. Sometimes you might meet somebody somewhere.
Okay, so... All right,
you know what I'm saying? You might meet somewhere and then you see him, you're like... Okay, great. I have on all of this and you have on that.
Right.
Okay. So
don't hold
so
my
you
hand
know.
And don't grab
you know
my
what I'm
arm.
Saying? So you know this
matter
is
fact,
one.
Matter of fact, give me some space.
You know what I mean? You know this is one and done. You know what I mean? So you know this is not really what you want. Now, there are some women out there who think, you know what, this is a project for me and I can change this and I can clean this up and make something new mm-hmm. out of what this is. You know what I'm saying? I can buy him a belt. And I can buy him some new shoes, or I can buy him a new shirt, and then I can kind of make him into what I want him to be. You know what I mean? And so, you know, there are women out there like that too. But I think as old as I am, and you know, hey, I'm not young anymore. As old as I am, it's like, if we're going to an event, whether it is a tasting, a concert, or whatever, and you don't know how to dress, nigga, I can't rock with you. I can't. I can't.
Damn it.
I couldn't wait for you to get to me.
I know you.
Oh!
I was like, me.
Oh!
Self-esteem, selfish, and lonely comes to mind based off what you just said. I would, for me, as Queen stated, I have never experienced that. If I am going to an event, I already know that the gentleman that I'm going with is a gentleman and that he knows how to dress, he knows how to act. I'm not going to settle for less than that. That's number one. Sounds delicious. That's number one. So self-esteem. When you get to, let's start with the lonely. You know, it was Valentine's weekend, and some people put so much emphasis on Valentine's. I would rather have a dude skip Valentine's and treat me like the queen that I am all year long and skip Valentine's. At the end of the day, she probably settled for that because of the fact that she had no one else. So she settled for the jeans, the weed smoking, and the hoodie, all in the sake of what? Some made up fake ass holiday that really doesn't mean that someone loves you at the end of the day. Give me the other days of the year. I'll take that over Valentine's Day any day.
What's a made up of fake ass holiday when you're eating dinner Sunday?
No.
Okay,
I was eating. So the
point
I was eating more than what was on the plate. So what I'm basically saying is that some people are settling. Some people just take it's like some people would rather have this guy on their arm than to be alone. For what? Mm. So you can have some weed smoking douchebag that you're not having a good time with anyway to be with you. That is utterly ridiculous. So as Queen stated, I would never do that. I'd rather be by myself than to be with that guy. So
Doctor.
Well, that's you.
That is me.
She said, okay.
Right.
All righty, Doctor.
Well, I think it depends on the woman herself. I mean, if you want to go out with a dude like that and you want to, I'm not going to say lower your standards, but apparently you're fine because you knew how he looked before y'all stepped out the house, as opposed to saying, come on, man. Just, can you put on a pair of slacks today?
Had on a uniform.
Or... Huh?
I said he could have had on a uniform.
Yeah, a uniform. But I'm tell y'all what. When we step out, it depends on where we're going. Now, I'm telling y'all, all y'all see me in is my uniform most of the time. But I'm gonna tell y'all right
you
now.
You get cleaned up.
When
well,
I get
you
down
go
with it.
I've seen you step out.
Huh?
No, I've seen him step out. And look clean. We're
yeah,
at the,
yeah, I see that
at the
out.
18th Street. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. But no, that's not even it. I mean, that was cool.
Which reminds me, we got one of those coming up, so I need you to get that together.
Okay. Yep. But I mean,
damn it, I need you to get that together too.
Oh, I'm already ready. Just let me know the date. Sorry, Mark. Proceed. Okay. All right.
But you know, I mean, when you go into a certain event, I mean, come on, man. Especially when you see your lady doing that. Come on. If anything, hold up. I got it. Let me go do something else. Mm-hmm. But you know, it may be some guys that don't have that in their arsenal. You know what I'm saying? They're not used to going out to places like that.
Possibly.
You know, either help them out.
You don't
like,
have a belt.
I think, who did you say that?
Mm-hmm. You don't
either
have a belt.
Help them out, buy them a shirt, some slacks or whatever. You know, put them a whole, you know, thing together.
I think some of them people was just grabbing who they could just to have somebody with them when they went out. Because if you had time to prepare, you could tell them like, babe, I know you like wearing these hoodies and Tim's all the time, and I'm cool with that. Right. But this is not that kind
of a hoodie and a pair of Tim's is sexy. I don't even care if you had on a fresh pair of Tim's. Can you wear a belt?
pull your pants up.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it depends.
So you going to meet the governor?
You were talking. I mean, for the I'm going with I the event you were talking.
Yeah, no,
I said grown and sexy.
You go for the audible.
Right
the
there, you
I said
the
a grown and sexy event.
Me and the governor is not a grown and sexy event.
That's business.
That is business.
No, that's business. That is not grown and sexy. There's no sexy when you're meeting the governor.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of the motherfucking ball dresses.
That is suit and tie.
Look at that face right there. Nigga, it don't get more sexy than a motherfucking.
See, but it depends on your mentality, you know what I'm saying? Too. No. Like, you know, might feel like, hey, I'm still going to let the girls rock even at the governor's, you know. But it depends on the female. And at the end of the day, like I said before, I think they were not so much settled. They knew who they was dealing with. They just wanted to have. And now someone told me also, he was like, yeah, you know, Saturday was like Sidekick Saturday. Now, how true that is, I don't know. But at the end of the day, maybe
I thought
it was the
15th was Sidekick Saturday.
That's what I was thinking. It's
either or. Take your pick.
Okay. So it could have been Friday or Saturday was Sidekick night. And then
Saturday or Monday.
Right. Oh. And shout out to
all the Sidekick.
Yeah.
No. Shout out to all of the people that work in the hotels that graduated to being biochemists on the 15th. Because y'all handle so much bodily fluid that day that y'all don't even know you have a degree.
Okay, I'm just curious as to what other people think. Like, I really feel like some of those really sexy women you were talking about that was dressed to the nine and their little red bottoms, the whole nine. If you're doing it like that and you got that dude with you, he was just a fill-in because the dude you really wanted was at another event with someone else. So that's just my personal feeling.
All of it is, though.
Yes,
I'm
going to
say it like this. If you're the female and you got the red bottoms on and your sexy dress and you went out with that motherfucker, you got what you deserve. Get the fuck
on,
have a good time.
Thank you, dog.
Fuck it.
Thank you. If you settle, then settle.
There
don't,
you go.
But don't try
don't
to
complain
don't,
about
exactly.
That shit,
don't
lady.
Try to motherfucking bring standards up later.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want you to not curse at me, and I want you to not do this and not.
And don't be trying to
take
touch
the
my
goodies
in the car.
Take the package. Ew. How you motherfucking took it?
Right.
Talking about
right.
The hoodie guy.
And then at the end of the night, y'all get in the car and smoke a blunt and laugh about the whole evening and shit.
Oh, she's not gonna be laughing. She's like, nigga, take me home. See, but that's
no,
the thing. She knew
she's
she was
not,
dealing with
not because she
the start.
Knew what she was going
and
in.
I'm agreeing.
With.
But my
I'm
thing is, my thing is, if
you.
She if she if oh, if she a hood nice rat, though? If she a hood rat, and she was able to cover up her hood ratisms for a few hours, then he should be able to do it too.
How about that?
And if you allow him to not, then you gotta allow every don't get morals and scruples and standards down the road. Get it from the beginning.
I agree.
Hey, you know what would have been funny? If he had his pants and shit hanging off and he got in there and he started talking to the senators and shit like he was from Harvard. How about that shit?
What? He still would be discounted as a goddamn fool.
As soon
no
as
matter
you
what
got
kind
out
of his mouth.
Yes. At the moment I saw him, I would have been like, you know what? And forgive me if this is rude. This isn't going to work. I am not going into an event like that with hoodie guy. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. I feel like you said, for a few hours, I'm dressing up. I got the girls at attention. I'm doing the damn thing. And you got on your hoodie and your Tim's. Yeah, that's cool for Saturday. That's not cool for an event like what you're discussing, what we're discussing. So, no, I wouldn't do it.
All right.
All right.
Ladies. Ladies, are you out there?
How many of you went out with Hoodie Guy? I'm just curious. Like, how many people went out with Hoodie Guy?
Hoodie Guy.
You know what? You know who I really want to hear from?
Whatever. I wore Hoodie.
Hoodie
here.
Guy?
Fuck y'all.
That's exactly how you.
And that's the last time you're going to do that shit.
And Uggs.
That's the last time you're going to
do that. With initials on them. What?
Yeah, but you weren't at the governor's office. What? You were cool with what you did. It's different.
What? I like that. She ain't wearing that shit here no more.
If you took that
we're going to put that shit on next week. Just because you said she can't.
How many people you know have initials on their Uggs? What?
Talk about it.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I don't know any.
Okay. Hey. Thank you.
In your face.
If you took Hoodie Man to the governor's mansion, then you deserve everything you got.
You're a dumbass. There you go.
There you go. Quinny Queen, where can these downtrodden, where can these ladies that want to
Gaga.
They can hit us up.
Look at her.
At indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Or 202.
Keep going.
That's all I got.
Okay. Wow. Then I need you to silencio. Silencio la boca.
Silence.
La boca. Silencio la boca. 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1-IDS. Leave S offers for savings.
Without saying it on the mic, can y'all put up how many women you think will actually give feedback to this question? And I know that I know your answer already.
Mm-hmm. Well, sad. Okay. No, I'm gonna stay right in this pocket.
Mm-hmm. I actually agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that's sad.
It makes me sad.
It does.
Because I know you have some voices out there, people.
I tell you what. Just so we can even have a segment next week. Gentlemen, I'll open it up to you. Why do you feel that shit is appropriate? Why do you...
BTG Kmart.
Is it...
We can't wait to hear from
you.
You
have something to say.
You know what?
Do the ladies lower the bar? Mm. So you just step right over? Or do you do like me and be like, whoa, what's that? Lift that up. Let me, you know...
Or do you not even fuck with somebody whose bar is low? Why? About that. After a certain age, why?
I mean, she might be fine. I might get a nice dress for the night and drop her off at the Greyhound station when I'm done.
You ain't getting nothing.
But to be honest with you, the male's gonna rule this show anyway.
Why is that?
Because we give you what we know. Some of the females, you know, they get a little. Particular. I don't think I should.
Doctors called y'all out,
that.
Ladies. I don't know if y'all just noticed what just happened.
Comment on that.
Unprompted.
That's why they not feeding back.
Is that why?
That's why the fellas step up all the time. If you notice, whenever we have a comment, whenever we have an issue, or whenever we have a topic, mm-hmm. The fellas step up. No cut call. That's how we do it.
There's other people, other females that step up.
If your initials aren't AD, you don't step up worth shit.
How about that? How about
okay, well, that's all I had.
Ladies.
Other than
you can do it. You can. Come on. Let's hear what you have to say because these motherfuckers, especially about the food, like that shit just irked my nerve. I'm sorry, you're not a mother. But these.
Oh, but I am.
I was going to say,
I don't give a fuck. I'll be there.
You too. But yes, I would love to hear the feedback. I would love to hear what someone else has to say. Because again, I would love to hear it. There you go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So we'll get out of here, and we're going to regroup and see if we feel like talking to y'all anymore. And if we do, we'll come back. And if not, we'll be out. Adios. We'll be back. Well, all right. It's time to let the blood pressures, as well as the alcohol levels, come down.
No way.
Wrap this show up.
That shit don't stop.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something.
I know.
6 years of doing this show, man, I've never stressed you guys hard enough. the feedback that we need right now to bring this subject to a halt. It's just simple understanding. Fellas, you know what's up, man. Y'all know what y'all talking about. Just bring it out in the open. It doesn't have to be something that we fight with women about. Just don't do it. And I mean, ladies, if your man isn't bold enough to let you know if you want to taste what this steak tastes like, order another one, take it home with you, then maybe that's not the man for you. If he doesn't offer to share with you off the break, maybe he's not the man for you. But either way, that's not a green light to go on this plate. Okay. Ooh. Let's hear it. Ladies, gentlemen, ladies, let's do it. It's on you right now. But we got to get out of here. Doctor.
Let me see. One finger to Brian that says I never give my dog a bath. You know, I've been sick of hearing that shit. I hear that shit on the job.
So it's not just me.
Damn. Yeah.
Just told on yourself.
I'm sick of that in the NAA. I'm an NC.
Peter, in deep show at yahoo.com.
Yeah, I was going to say NAACP.
202.
Yeah. Even the black people are starting to wonder why I'm not. Okay, yeah, sounds for that. Let me see. So fingers to my IDS family. I love y'all.
Aww.
We back together. We weathered the storm and all that bullshit, and we brought y'all another show. We here for y'all. This is what we do.
No doubt. Queen.
All right. I would like to give one finger to all the conservatives and all the bullshit people out there that thinks that the president should wait before he appoints a new Supreme Court justice. A fuck you, a fuck you, and
fuck you.
A fuck you. Because that is his job and he can do it.
That's right.
So calm down. Okay? Right? Two fingers to Miss Angela and to Rude Boy for sharing yesterday what was in their glass. Because, you know, I was home. It was snowing. Angela got home after I got, you know, I was already home. And she shared what was in her glass. And yes, and Rude Boy shared what was in his glass. I said, be careful with that Red Bull mixing it. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Angela, a lot of people don't know about that Jose Cuervo Tradicional. You know, right. They just drink the regular Jose Cuervo, which I don't like. But the Tradicional, I can do. So, shout out to y'all.
Sounds like another potential episode.
Well.
Who do you?
Damn it.
Gina.
Let's see.
Two fingers to the mattresses that I tried.
Oh, my God. And you got to lay on all of them for like 20 minutes.
And two fingers?
Sure. Oh, that's all it takes, 20
two
minutes.
Two in the one pink. I bought. And wait, no. Two in the what? What is it?
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yes. Here's two fingers.
Oh, that works? Okay.
You know, I don't know if I had both. I don't know if I... That's proper, right?
Wait till after the show.
She said, that's proper.
That's why James didn't ever call back. See, exactly that shit right there. Oh. Anyway, yeah, he never thought about that. So anyway, two fingers to, oh my gosh. I have nothing.
Now, you had all this time to prepare. I went.
You need went go.
And you okay, okay, to the maker of absolute.
Okay, I got it. I have it. To pear and cilantro. Yes, I have it. So one finger to Valentine's Day. I know that's terrible because I am the most loving person ever. However, I think it's unfortunate that people feel sad during this time of year when, you know, you loved all year. Embrace the love. Don't worry about the day. It actually doesn't really mean a whole lot. If that guy is loving you throughout the year, embrace that. Forget about that day because he didn't bring you flowers and all your girlfriends at work didn't see. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. Embrace what he's doing daily, not that one day. Well, was that one finger or two fingers? Well, which was that? Was that one or two?
You tell us.
It doesn't matter. It sounded real smooth.
You tell us. It sound good. Yeah, I like that. All right, Mark. Woo! And
don't get too happy though.
All right.
One finger, damn it, I'm going to take Mark's and one finger to that weather. Because it was a shitty mess yesterday, but thank God that it is better today. So that's right. Good. I'm done.
Thank God. Ooh, you can drive your car across the street.
Two fingers to right. Bees, alcohol, but
three
exactly.
Blocks across the street.
Exactly. I'm telling you, when Mark, you wouldn't have walked.
When does a street
I don't
take
know.
Three blocks? Across the street is not three
blocks. You have to go out the complex and then across the street. And then to the store.
Oh, it's a total of three.
It's not DC.
Blocks.
Yes, it's like DC got them quick blocks. No, Maryland got them long blocks. So no, it's different.
Oh,
he was giving you guys a misconception.
Actually, it's the opposite way around. The city block is longer than a.
Shut up! This is my two in one finger. Thank you.
Finger.
You got enough gas in your truck to get home. And to the Safeway?
I do.
All right.
I do. Bow I'm done. That's my one and two. I don't think I gave her a one, but let's move on. Yes.
She actually gave a one, a two, and a one.
And a three? Okay. Yeah.
She said
yes.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You gave that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. She gave
see,
four
at least wait, I no. Gave two in a pinky an and one in a stink.
Phone hole.
Hey. Wait, I gave that specially challenged.
Hey, whatever. There you go. Phone home and Safeway across the street.
Okay, hey. Moving on. Fantastic. Big B. Queen.
I've already gone. Thank you.
Oh, that's the alien.
I know. B.
I love you.
Two fingers to level-headed management that decided it wasn't a good idea to have a meaningless meeting at 7 a.m. this morning and thought about our safety and decided to cancel the meeting.
Yay.
One finger to niggas that got tennis shoes, jeans, and hoodies that altogether may have added up to cost about $1,000. But you still have on jeans, hoodies, and tennis shoes because you're just that coonish. All right, well, that's it for me. Hope everyone enjoyed the show today. We gotta get out of here. Coons of the world, please, I wanna hear from you. Coon lovers, you can chime in too.
Two in a pink and one in a stink. You know I know. I love it.
Especially not when she's drunk.
Hey, I'm not drunk. I'm tipsy. There's a difference.
I understand. When we have to undo the bra, the other, you'll do it for us. We got it.
Excuse me. Mark was like, what? We're doing bras?
Queen, real quick, one last time for the people that need to know where to reach us.
InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437.
That's it. That's all. Hey, we'd like to thank you guys for listening once again. Hey, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We understand this might be the first time we're listening to the show, and it's just not your cup of tea. But you have ratchet friends that like real shit.
Yeah, not ratchet.
We want the ratchet and the real.
Do we?
Absolutely.
Oh,
we want everybody.
Then everyone ratchet, embrace. Please call.
You can learn a lot from ratchet people.
Okay.
A lot of what not to do, but you're still learning. Nevertheless. Pass it on to somebody that you feel works better for being that your bougie ass fake standards are above our show. If you contact me directly, I will give you a whole bunch of bougie ass fake shows to go listen to. And you can tell them I sent you. All right, I'm your man, Big B. For Damaging Queenie, the Doctor, we are IDS. And as always, in part, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You bet.